This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Getting 100 million shots in Americans' arms in his first 100 days is only the beginning of President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus plan. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Biden says an earlier pledge for 100 million shots administered in his first 100 days is just the start. He's proposing a massive plan to boost available doses, vaccination sites, and testing, and unite the nation behind science.
You have my word. And we will manage the hell out of this operation.
He's blasting the Trump administration's vaccine rollout so far as dismal and pledging more cooperation with state and local governments who have complained they have no idea about how many doses to expect. Biden's also warning Congress still needs to approve hundreds of billions of dollars to make it all happen. In the meantime, Americans need to keep taking basic precautions like wearing masks.
I know it's become a partisan issue. But what a stupid, stupid thing for it to happen.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The UN Health Agency's emergencies chief says the impact of the new variants of the coronavirus in places like Britain, South Africa, and Brazil remains to be seen. Dr. Michael Ryan, the emergencies chief at the World Health Organization, said Friday that human action had as much to do with spreading the pandemic as the new kinds of virus.
It's too easy to just lay the blame on the variant and say it's the virus that did it. Well, unfortunately, it's also what we didn't do.
The WHO official also noted that vaccine supply is not complete and that the science remains unclear if the COVID-19 vaccines now being deployed act to prevent transmission from a vaccinated person to other people. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Britain moved on Friday to toughen its entry requirements by scrapping travel corridors in the face of new coronavirus variants. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said remaining travel corridors will end Monday and that everyone flying into the United Kingdom will have to have proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken 72 hours before departure.
We announced that we're banning flights from South America and Portugal, and to protect us against the risk of as yet unidentified new strains, we will also temporarily close all travel corridors from 0400 hours on Monday.
Once in Britain, travelers will have to self-isolate for 10 days unless they can show evidence of a further negative test at least 5 days after arrival. Washington, D.C. on Friday continued to boost security by shutting down access to iconic landmarks and erecting vehicle checkpoints at a security perimeter surrounding the center of the city ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration. At a news conference, National Mall Superintendent Jeff Reinbold said most areas around Washington's memorials are being shut down.
As of this morning, the Secretary of the Interior has officially closed the areas in the National Mall in support of the request from the Secret Service and the U.S. Park Police.
Presidential inaugurations are always tightly secure events with operations led by the U.S. Secret Service. This year's measures have been amped up after supporters of President Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th in a bid to prevent the final certification of Biden's victory. Law enforcement officials have also warned of threats and armed groups in all 50 states. Retail sales fell in December as the surge in coronavirus cases kept people away from stores during the holiday shopping season. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Commerce Department says retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in December. That followed declines in October and November as well, despite efforts by many retailers to get people shopping early for Christmas gifts. Shoppers cut back on spending at electronic and department stores, and sales even fell online, down nearly 6% from November, though for the year they were up 19%. Sales did rise at clothing stores, up 2.4% in December, but for the year they were down 16%. The biggest increase was at gas stations, likely because people took road trips during the holidays. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.